Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
The purpose of this episode is to talk about how to break apart these roles and responsibilities within the general partnership. So more than likely, if you are going to pursue the apartment syndication investment strategy, you're not going to do everything yourself.
Best ever listeners, before today's episode, I want to invite you to join us in Keystone, Colorado, February 20th through 22nd. It is the 2020 Best Ever Conference. And not only do I want to invite you to join us, I want to invite you to earn 15% for every ticket that you're responsible for selling should you join as an affiliate for the conference. Great way to earn money. And also, if you're planning on attending, great way to pay for your ticket, essentially. You get enough sales. So you can go to bec20.com, and in the top left corner, it says earn 15% as an affiliate. You can click that, join the affiliate program, and you got all the resources that you need to share the good word about the Best Ever Conference in Keystone, Colorado. And we will be talking more about this on future episodes. But for now, go check out bec20.com and that affiliate page. You can earn 15% as an affiliate, and we will see you in Keystone, Colorado. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode. And for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com, or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hi, best ever listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndication. As always, I'm your host, Theo Hicks. Twice a week, we release the Syndication School episodes on the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show podcast, as well as in video form on YouTube, so you can watch those in either place. And each of these episodes will focus on a specific aspect of the apartment syndication investment strategy. And for the majority of these episodes, including this one, we offer some sort of resource for free. These are PowerPoint presentation templates, Excel templates, PDF how-to guides, free resources that accompany what we talked about in the Syndication School podcast and video episode. And of course, as I mentioned, these are free for you to download. You can download these free documents as well as listen and or watch the previous Syndication School episodes at syndicationschool.com. And this is going to be part one of a two-part series. And we're going to call this the 51 Responsibilities of the General Partnership. So before we dive into those responsibilities, we're going to talk about probably less than half in this episode. And then in the next episode, part two, we're going to talk about the remaining tasks. And we've talked about all of these tasks before in detail in our previous Syndication School episodes. And we actually have a blog post as well written on this. So if you go to that blog post, which we'll have in the show notes, you can click on the links that will direct you to the Syndication School episode or a blog post that goes into more detail on those steps. So the purpose of this episode is not to go into detail on all 51 steps, because it would be probably a 20 or 30 part series, but we've done that already. There are probably 20 to 30 plus episodes where we talked about these in the past. Again, syndicationschool.com, just search whatever role I'm talking about, and you should be able to find the episode on that. The purpose of this episode is to talk about how to break apart these roles and responsibilities within the general partnership. So more than likely, if you are going to pursue the apartment syndication investment strategy, you're not going to do everything yourself. You're going to have one or multiple business partners. And the reason why you're going to want multiple business partners is because not every single person, including you, is going to be excellent at all 51 of these various roles and responsibilities, which is why typically when you have a syndication, you're going to have multiple members, probably two being the most common, on the general partnership. And one person does, say, 25 of these roles and responsibilities. The other person does 26 of these roles and responsibilities. So the purpose of this episode is to outline all 51 of those roles and responsibilities, give a very brief description of each of those, and then I want you to know these 51 main responsibilities. You can use the free document, which is the GP roles and responsibility document, and you can input the names of all the members of the general partnership, and then for each of these different responsibilities, you can assign who's responsible for that. So when we go into these roles and responsibilities, I've broken them down into three phases. The pre-contract phase. So these are things that are from, okay, I want to do apartment syndication, to I have a deal under contract. So everything in between that, which is a pretty lengthy process. The next category are going to be the contract to close. So all right, I've signed the PSA. What are the next steps until I actually sign the closing papers and I actually take over the deal? And then the third category is going to be the post-closing phase. So that is after closing on the deal to when you actually sell the deal. So what's nice about the document we're providing you with is that it has these 51 main responsibilities, but each of these responsibilities could technically be broken up into maybe two different duties or maybe 20 different duties, right? So they're kind of just general. For example, select a potential target investment market. Within that, you can say, okay, well, exactly what are we going to do to find these target markets? And we've talked about this in episodes before, but if you want to, you can break apart each of the 51 roles and responsibilities into multiple roles and responsibilities. If, in this case, for selecting a potential target investment market, maybe you're both going to be involved in that. Maybe one person's actually going to find the market, the other person's going to maybe go there because they live in that area. Maybe one person's going to look at these four markets, another person's going to look at these four markets. So obviously, this is not a all-encompassing, locked-in document. It's something that is going to be a starting place for you to take and expand based off of specifically what you're doing for apartment syndications. So overall, the entire point of this series is going to be to explain to you the main responsibilities of the general partnership so that you can determine which roles you are capable of fulfilling. And then once you've got those roles filled out, the remaining roles will need to be fulfilled by someone else or someone's else. And at that point, you can go out and find that right business partner. So this is something that you're going to do up front before you even begin to look for deals, put your team together, right? You need to figure out who's going to do what before you do any of that. So that is the time in the process that this document is going to come into play. So with all that being said, let's jump into the 51 main responsibilities of the general partnership. We're going to go over as many as we can in this episode, and then in the next episode, we're going to finish it off, and then we'll kind of close out this series. And again, this document is available to download for free at syndicationschool.com or in the show notes of the episode, but you don't necessarily need to have this document open during this episode for it to make sense, because it's really just a list of all the roles and responsibilities and then a column that allows you to put in the person responsible for it. And I think there's also a drop-down menu, so you put in, okay, this is Billy Bob and Jimbo and me, Theo and Joe are the GP membership. So for each of those 51 roles, there's a drop-down menu where you can pick Jim Bob and Joe and Theo. So first is the pre-contract phase. Again, this is from, okay, I want to do an apartment syndication to we've got a deal under contract. These are all the steps that are required to actually set up an apartment syndication business and then find and put that first deal under contract. So the first three roles and responsibilities are kind of wrapped into one. They are technically distinct, but they're all focused on finding the market to invest in. So this is a starting point. So at this point, you're educated on apartment syndications. You've met the requirements to become apartment syndicator. So you've got real estate background, experience background, and you're actually starting to launch your business. And the first thing you're going to do is find out, where are you going to invest? So number one is to select potential target investment markets. So you're going to want to find 5, 10, 20, however many markets you want to have in your initial analysis. Places that you're interested in investing in, places that you know really well, places you've lived before, places you've visited. And that's going to be your initial list of places to invest in. So someone needs to come up with this list. Who's responsible for coming up with the markets we're going to evaluate? And then number two, evaluate these potential target investment markets. So once they're selected, who's responsible for doing the evaluation process? Who's responsible for doing the online detailed research on each of these markets, pulling the relevant demographic, economic data on those target markets, visiting those markets in person, driving around and learning the specific neighborhoods in these markets? And then once you've got that research process done, number three is selecting one or two of these to be the markets you actually start looking at deals and building your team in. So who's responsible for picking where to invest? Is it the person who did all the evaluation? Is it an agreement between all the general partners, or is one person going to be the decider in that situation? Number four is creating a website. So this is going to be the foundation of your brand. So every other aspect of your brand is going to direct to your company website. So who is responsible for creating the website? Who's responsible for hiring the person to create the website? Who's responsible for deciding what goes on the website? And again, for all of these, we have syndication school episodes on in the past. So we're not going to go into detail on the answers to those questions. What you should have on your website, how to create the website. We've already talked about that. Again, the point here is who's going to actually do that stuff. Number five is create a company presentation. So the company presentation is going to talk about who you are, who the people in your company are, and what type of apartment syndication are you doing? Why should I invest in an apartment syndication? So this is going to be an introduction to your company and your business plan. So again, who is responsible for creating this company presentation? Who's responsible for using this company presentation to present to various team members, passive investors in the future? Number six is define a target audience for a thought leadership platform. So again, we've talked about on this show before, and the fact that you're listening to this show is a thought leadership platform. Who is responsible for deciding who you are going to target? What is the demographic of the person that you're trying to target? Obviously, it's going to be passive investors, but more specifically, what is the economic situation of the passive investor? How are you to determine who you target? And then again, who is that target audience actually going to be? Number seven is to create and grow a thought leadership platform. So who's responsible for creating the podcast or the YouTube channel or the blog that you're going to use to position yourself as an expert in the apartment syndication industry? And then who's responsible for growing that thought leadership platform? Who's responsible for making sure that you are consistently putting out content? Who's going to be booking interviews if you're doing interviews? Who's responsible for posting these? Who's responsible for tracking the analytics on these? Who is going to be basically the branding person in your company? And then whoever that branding person is obviously going to be responsible for creating and growing the thought leadership platform. The next two things are also related to the brand and the thought leadership platform. Number 8 is creating an in-person meetup group. So who's responsible for creating the in-person meetup group? Who's responsible for deciding what the format of the meetup group is going to be? Who's responsible for actually going to the meetup group and hosting it? Who's responsible for finding out the venue, how often you're going to do the meetup group, who's scheduling the meetup group? I think at this point it's good to pause because you're asking, well, I don't need a meetup group to be an apartments indicator. And of course, you don't need to have a thought leadership platform either. You don't need to have a business partner, but these are all things that are going to help you be more successful as an apartments indicator. You don't have to do these things. Every single thing on this list is not going to be done by every single apartments indicator. The point is that if you want to be successful, these are the types of things you should be doing. And then similarly, number 9 is to create a Facebook page or group. Again, who's going to create the page and who's responsible for managing the page? This could be something that's tied into your meetup group. So it could be a Facebook group specific for the meetup group. You could also create another Facebook page for apartments indicators. It could be a place for past investors to come and ask questions, right? So who decides what this Facebook page is going to be? And then who's responsible for making sure that people are engaging in the Facebook group, things like that. So those 5, create a website, come with a presentation, selecting a target audience, creating the thought leadership platform, in-person meetup group, and the Facebook page, I guess that's 6. That's all in the category of branding. So most likely one person is going to be responsible for branding. That's the most efficient way to do it. And that individual is going to be assigned these roles and responsibilities. But maybe the person that is branding isn't going to create the website, or isn't going to create the company presentation, or maybe all members of the general partnership are going to decide who the target audience is, or be involved in the creation of the thought leadership platform. So again, it all depends on what you want to do, and it all depends on the skill sets and experiences of the various members of the general partnership. Now, these next responsibilities are about creating your team. So number 10, find, interview, and select a property management company. Again, who is responsible for finding the property management company? Same with commercial real estate brokers, number 11. Who's responsible for finding the brokers, for setting up the interviews, for meeting with them or calling them, for qualifying them, you know, ultimately deciding which ones you're going to move forward with and which ones you aren't going to move forward with? Who is responsible for this? Same with commercial mortgage brokers or lenders. Are you going to use a lender or a commercial mortgage broker, and who decides which one you're going to use? If you go with the commercial mortgage broker, which commercial mortgage broker are you going to move forward with? Who's responsible for finding the mortgage brokers, for interviewing them, for qualifying them? Who's responsible for deciding what type of loans you want to get on your deals? So most likely someone has more experience in this realm, and they're going to come to the ultimate decision of who to move forward with based off of their background on financing deals. Number 13 is finding a business partner. So this is not necessarily a role that's given to someone, because everyone is responsible for finding a business partner if the route you decide to go. So if I'm creating this list, you know, I'm responsible for finding a business partner. 14, find an accountant who specializes in apartment syndications. Again, similarly, who's responsible for qualifying the accountant? 15 and 16 are find a real estate attorney and find a securities attorney. Same thing. I'm not going to keep repeating myself. And then 17 is a loan guarantor. So if the members of the general partnership don't have the liquidity or the net worth requirements to qualify for financing on the particular type of deals they're pursuing, then they're going to need to find someone who is going to sign on the loan. So who's going to find that person? And the 18, define the roles and responsibility of each member of the GP. So this is kind of referencing the entire purpose of this entire thing, which is who decides who does what. Number 19 is set investment criteria for deals. This is huge. What types of apartment deals are you going to syndicate? Are you going to do value add? Are you going to do distressed? Are you going to do turnkey? A gradation of one of those? Who decides this? Next is setting the GP compensation structure, which is number 20 and 21, setting the limited partner compensation structure. So this is about how the people involved in the deal get paid. So how are you going to come to the decision of how the various members of the general partnership are going to make money? What are the ownership percentages going to be? And this is most likely going to be based off of the final filled out version of this document that allows you to assign the roles and responsibilities to everyone. And again, we've got a syndication school series about how to structure the GP compensation structure based off of who does what. But ultimately, someone's got to decide if that structure is what you're going to move forward with. Again, it's most likely going to be a combination of everyone involved, because everyone's going to have to agree on the compensation structure, but that is a duty that needs to be fulfilled before you can move forward with doing deals. And similarly with the LP compensation structure, who decides and how are you going to decide how the passive investors get paid? Number 22 is create a list of investor emails in MailChimp or whatever mass email sending service you plan on using. It's basically setting up an account where you can collect all of your passive investors' emails and send them the new deals, send them recap emails, things like that, without having to send out individual emails. So who's responsible for creating the account? Who's responsible for inputting new investor emails? Who's responsible for creating these emails? Things like that. 23, finding passive investors. So who is going to be the investor relations person? 24, build relationships with commercial real estate brokers. So you don't just want to find a broker and then that's it. You want to build a relationship with them with the purpose of getting them to send you off-market opportunities. So who's responsible for networking and relationship building with these commercial real estate brokers? Number 25, subscribe to commercial real estate brokers on market email lists. So brokers will typically allow you to subscribe to some sort of automated mailing list that whenever they list a new deal, it automatically gets sent to your email inbox. So who are these deals going to be sent to? And as you can begin to see, a lot of these responsibilities are tied to other responsibilities. So for example, the person that is subscribed to the commercial real estate brokers on market email list is probably going to be the person who's underwriting the deals. It doesn't make sense for example, me to get all these deals from brokers, to network with brokers. But then once a deal comes, they are transitioning to meeting with Joe to underwrite the deals, to tour the deals and things like that. So most likely the person who's responsible for maintaining a relationship with brokers is also going to be the person who's getting the deals from the brokers, who's also underwriting the deals that the brokers send in, or at least responsible for managing underwriters. So there's a few more to finish up the first phase, the pre-contract phase, and then we're going to close out this particular episode and finish up the remaining responsibilities tomorrow, or if you're listening to this in the future, the next episode. The next one is to implement marketing strategies to generate off-market deals. So who's responsible for the direct mailing campaigns or whatever off-market lead generation strategy you want to implement to find off-market deals? Who's responsible for that? And then 27, underwrite the deals. So who's underwriting? Who's managing the entire underwriting process? Who's touring the deals? Who's asking the brokers questions? Who's talking with lenders to get preliminary financing terms? Who's doing the rental comp analysis? And then lastly, 28, who is submitting the letter of intents and negotiating the PSA? So who's responsible for submitting these LOIs to brokers, being involved in the back and forth process? Who's going to be responsible for the best and final seller calls? Who's responsible for negotiating the PSA and ultimately executing the PSA? So those are the 28 pre-contract phase responsibilities of the general partnership. So again, at this point, you would have your document and you would say, okay, number one, select potential target investment markets. Theo's responsible for that. Theo's also responsible for evaluating these potential target investment markets and for selecting one to two potential target markets. But also, we're all going to look at Theo's research and determine which ones we're going to use. So that'd be everyone. And then Bill's going to create the website. And then John's going to create the company presentation. We're all going to define a target audience for the thought leadership platform. So you do that for every single item on this list so that everyone knows what they're supposed to do. So tomorrow, or again in the next episode, we're going to talk about 29 through 51, the contract to close phase, and then the post-closing phase, and then wrap up the series. Until then, make sure you check out some of the other Syndication School series we have. Download our previous free documents. Download this free document. All that is available at syndicationschool.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Best ever listeners, we have launched bestevercauses.com. That's bestevercauses.com. We profile a nonprofit or a cause that is near and dear to our heart, get the word out about their cause, and also donate money towards their cause. If you'd like to, one, learn more about the causes that we're profiling, we do one a month, then go to bestevercauses.com. And if you want to suggest a cause that we profile that is near and dear to your heart, then go to bestevercauses.com. And there's a little form at the bottom of the page where you can submit one and we'll check it out. Best ever listeners, go to bec20.com. Look in the top left-hand corner. You can earn 15% as an affiliate. You can join the affiliate program and participate in the conference that way and basically earn a free ticket to the conference. BEC20.com.